about what you see on film from this Baltimore team, this Baltimore defense?
Physical. They got a really good D-line and, you know, good backers that fly around to the ball. Same with their secondary, pretty talented. You know, they're one of the top defenses in the league, and they play physical, like I said earlier, and it's going to be a tough matchup, and we're going to have to play well on Sunday.
Any changes from the group that you guys saw at the end of the year last year? I know that Ed's not there. I know that Ray Lewis isn't there, but they seem to have the same defensive philosophy.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think they lost some experience with Ray and with Ed Reed gone, but they made up for it with youth, and they fly around. They play fast and they play hard.
I assume you're aware of how desperate they are to get in the playoffs and how close they are at this stage.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You kind of, you know, are aware of that each week, but you got to focus on what we have to do, and we got to go. We need another W. I mean, we still haven't clinched the playoff spot yet either, so we have a lot of work to do.
How desperate are you guys to kind of finish out your road season with a victory?
I think we just want to finish the season out strong, regardless if it's at home or on the road. And I think that, you know, if we have another good week of practice, you know, we got to get better. But we're going to have to play well on Sunday, and hopefully we do that.
Shane, what was it like for you, basically, where the defense's number one objective was to take you out of the game last week? And what did you learn from that?
You know, it's the first time it ever happened, really, to me. And you just take away from it that, you know, you got to be open and you got to be able to see different defense, and you got to still be able to be effective regardless of what defense is out there.
You actually have to work harder. I mean, I know you're working hard all the time, but it seems like it's actually more at least of a mental aspect to it.
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, you never really know what you're going to expect. And so you just got to be able to think fast, and you got to be able to work regardless of the situation.
Tom talked a little bit today about going no huddle and the fact that you guys haven't done a whole lot of no huddle this year as opposed to in years past. Mm-hmm. Obviously, different situations, different teams, different contexts, but do you prefer kind of speed it up a little bit? Or?
Yeah, you know, I like switching it up. I like, you know, going fast a couple times and slowing it down both. I think both of them are effective, and I think both of them keeps the defense on their heels and the advantage in our hands.
When it comes to context, how important is that, obviously? And again, this is something else that he said was that, you know, if you go three and out fast, it doesn't do anyone any good.
Exactly. And that's a key part of it. You know, no huddle ends real quick if you go three and out, like you said. And so, you know, like I said, we just got to go out there Sunday, play well, and hopefully everything will fall into place.